This podcast is brought to you by the Premier Surgical Office-Based Surgery Center on Paper Mill Drive in Knoxville. Excellent care designed for patient comfort and convenience.
Deep down the middle, he's got his man, and he's gone! Jason Swain, touchdown!
It's time for the Swain event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give me two pounds and a red flag.
.865-200-5503 is our telephone number to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline this morning. The Swain event live from the Low T Center Studios. And we are fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Charlie Burris, Ben McKee. Good morning, individuals.
What up?
Good morning.
You got my back? You got my back?
Oh, we're not.
You got my back? You got my back?
No.
Ben, you got my back?
I mean, I have your back, but I don't know that we should express it in similar forms to the way Butch Jones wanted to.
You got my back? Well, you wasn't here yesterday, Ben, so I thought I should get you in on the productive chant. You got to have that chant before you start the show. That's the only way you're going to have a good show.
If we start the show with that chant, I'm going to be over in the corner like Jalen Reeves-Maybin and Alvin Kamara kind of giggling at you.
Oh, man. 865-200-5503, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. They were giggling in 2016 when they were out hurt.
That was the Music City Bowl, wasn't it?
I thought it was like a regular game. When Jalen Reeves-Maybin was out,
I don't remember which game Kamara was out. Missed.
Well, he got hurt in the Alabama game, so
was it like Kentucky? Because it was a home game.
Only a few people caught that pregame when the head coach was talking to the team.
I'm gonna see if I can go back and find
Jalen Reeves-Maybin and Kamara was like behind like a I want to say like a refrigerator or something, and you can see them kind of like holding their laugh. Kind of like what Draymond Green did during the national anthem, the All-Star game last year, when Fergie decided to do what she did to the national anthem. And Draymond was trying to hold in the laugh. That's kind of what Jalen Reeves-Maybin did. I caught him too. It was funny.
I'm going to find that clip and pull it.
Nice sweatshirt, Benjamin, representing your high school.
Had to. Go Bucks. Fear the deer.
Oh, gosh. There's no way to make a deer cool. No way to make a deer intimidating.
Well, rednecks in North Alabama found a way.
Yeah.
You've seen the big buck, too, out in front of our school, haven't you? Or was that before? Did that come after you?
I don't remember, man.
I mean, there's a ginormous buck, and I'm pretty sure I've shown it to you before on the show. But we have a ginormous buck outside our school.
It's like made out of bronze? Like what?
I don't know that it's made out of bronze. Kind of like plastic, but a better plastic.
Interesting.
So, the carpet.
Oh my
fiber?
Gosh!
Wow,
it looks cheap.
Yeah,
it's cheap, man.
That legitimately looks like.
You know what I would do?
Like a target for a hunter.
You know what
it's
I would
funny
do?
That you say practicing. That because it used to be in front of the school. They had to move it to the back of the school because as
yes.
we're on in front of a road, people would drive by and shoot at it.
Ah, perfect.
Yeah, I would. If I was a rival high school, I would paint the nose red. It looks like Rudolph.
100%.
Yeah. It looks cheap. Come on, Buckhorn. Yeah. Get it together.
And well, what animal does Grissom have outside it? It's school.
I mean, it's a tiger, so, I mean, I don't know.
Well, Hardin Valley had actual hawks that, like, flew over the school, so.
Really?
Did we, I mean, they weren't, like, owned by Hardin Valley.
They just happened,
legitimately were hawks that
just happened to
were
have
in the
hawks
area.
That fly over.
Maybe my high school will do like Auburn and adopt another mascot.
I think you have to actually win a football game for that to happen, though.
Yeah, we won a few in the last couple of years. But, you know, if we were Auburn, then we would have an eagle, and then we would adopt a bear, and then we would adopt a dog, and then before you know it, we have like Noah's Ark, okay? We have like all the mascots. We would be Grissom Noah's Ark. That's our mascot, all right? How about that? It'd be a big boat with a bunch of animals hanging outside of it.
And then you can say, roll.
No, no.
But you're Noah's Ark.
What?
You just said you're the Noah's Ark. So the calling in Alabama, everybody would take what they say in Tuscaloosa and apply it to Grisham.
No, we're not even playing like that, dude. I can't believe you said that R word.
I didn't finish the statement, though. So
we already know. Ben is a Bama recruit now.
Yeah, that's right. That is right. That's right. Nick Saban did confirm everything to you yesterday.
He did,
from what we understand.
And Ben put, you know, he tweeted fully committed, 100%. No interviews, please.
I did
prayer hands.
I did.
You know,
that's right. Yeah,
I got a.
You are Bama recruit now.
To me, it is brand new. Obviously, the car is not brand new, but I got a Dodge Charger over the weekend.
Dodge Charger with a Bama plate.
Yes.
At this moment, a Bama plate.
And it'll probably stay a Bama plate there for a while. But that's more my parents doing than my doing because they live in the state of Alabama.
It is what it is.
They own the car, so I can't put a Tennessee license plate on it, or it would already have a Tennessee license plate. But the first thing I am doing after the show is I'm driving down to Alumni Hall and getting me one of those outlined license plates. I don't know what the framed one, you know what
you're talking about? Like what I have, where it says.
Yeah, and it's going to say the University of Tennessee.
The day that I graduated, I went to the bookstore and I got Tennessee alumni.
I'm probably going to get one of those.
Need one of those.
And then I'm going to get a big old power T and put it on the back. That takes up the entire back.
You need a power T decal. But if you need a big one, there's only one guy that can help you, and that is Andy, because Andy has the biggest power T decal in the history. He has one on the back of his truck. Andy, can you please show Ben and tell Ben how he can get a huge Power T decal on the back of his new ride. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
I'm great, Andy. How are you, man?
I'm doing all right. My buddy Andy Lou at CKR Customs in Johnson City can print out just about anything off his machine.
So, Andy, what are the words above the Power T on your
Bleed orange.
It's like it's not cursive, but it's not, you know, regular print. It's like a mix in between both. We'll get that for Ben. We're gonna hook Ben up with this new ride. Oh yeah, baby! Because we can't have people thinking you are a Bama recruit around here.
Hey, what can I say? Nick Saban does his recruits a solid.
Oh my goodness! All right, Andy, what's on your mind this morning?
All right, so I know a lot of these fans are being therapists because of Hollywood extension, but, you know, they got to understand, Pat Summitt's gone. There's probably never going to be another Pat Summitt.
No.
But Hollywood was underneath her for a long time. Phillip Fulmer feels like he needs to give her a chance. So I back her up 100%. And I really think this year that she will work those girls and they will do something. I think the men will, too. Because right now, I don't know, what are the women ranked? I know they got a pretty good recruiting class coming in.
They are not yet ranked because the season has not yet started. Those rankings will come out. I'm sure it'll be top 10, top 15.
The recruiting class they have coming in is one of the best, though.
I believe it was like second or third in the country.
And they had number one last year. So.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen a lot tonight after they released that. People were bashing her, and I'm like, y'all need to wake up and smell the coffee. You know, last season's over, and just like this football team, everything's over, it's a new year, anything can happen. You know they're working hard. It's just like the football player said the other day, they're hungry, and they want everybody to come out. So everybody needs to do that. That's really the only thing I got on my mind right now.
Thank you, Andy. Appreciate that, man. Thanks for the passion. Really do appreciate it.
The Hollywood thing is simple. Simple, simple, simple. It can be summed up into one sentence. It is for recruiting purposes. That is the sole reason it had to be done. And if Holly Warlick and the Lady Vols come out here and scuffle again this year, she won't be back next season. It's as simple as that.
Does this say have the actual details come out about it yet? This says the full details haven't dropped yet. but I don't know if this is outdated. Because I doubt she gets, if she gets a pay raise, it's not going to be significant. This is, it's four appearances, four recruiting to make a recruit think, that she's going to be here for the long haul. Yeah, the fact is.
Damn, Charlie.
That
can you word it a little bit better? Golly.
Okay, so I get 100% what Andy is saying. I just, I'm not here for it. Holly, while she has been an incredible advocate for Tennessee and is the epitome of a Tennessee woman, she's just not getting it done. Just hasn't been, and it's been 6 years. At what point is enough enough? That's just kind of been my take on the whole thing. If this isn't the year where Tennessee says, okay, you win or you're done, when is it going to be? Might as well just give her a lifetime contract because, you know. But that's, hey, I hope she succeeds. Totally. Please make a Final Four. Please. Oh, my gosh. Please win the SEC. But she, you know, she's done what she's done so far. So,
I did not expect today to start off by talking about Holly Warlick.
Genuinely, I don't know that I took Andy for a guy that would be calling in talking about Holly Warlick. Threw me off.
I tell you what, I'm currently trying to find the scene of where Jalen Reeves-Maben is kind of giggling in the corner.
Yeah, I know what game that was.
I just happened to watch a play of the Nebraska-Tennessee game. Oh, just looking back on a Butch Jones' offensive play is just miserable. Mm-hmm. Josh Dobbs just had to spike one in the ground because offensive line got blown by.
They beat him, though. But here's my thing on Holly Warlick, and then we'll take our first break of the day. It is fair to be critical of Holly Warlick, okay? It is fair. Obviously, they are lines that you don't want to cross. There are lines that may be a little bit out of bounds if you decide to cross those. But to sit here and act like Holly Warlick does not deserve the criticism is just foolish. She is a VFL, so I can identify with her, but she does have a job. And if I was a coach at Tennessee, this is how I would look at the entire situation. Yes, she is following a legend. No one expects her to be Pat Summitt with any common sense. But you know what they say? Common sense is not common. No one expects her to be Holly Warlick. At least I don't. The problems that we've seen from Holly Warlick is because she has shown signs of losing control of her team. And whenever you lose control of your team, that is a cause for concern. In 2008, there was control lost because you look inept. 2005 in football, you looked inept. It looked like you lost control. And that's when people start to question if you need to be the head coach. In 2016 and 2017 football, there was control lost. If you don't remember, there was a little issue with Diamond DeShields and all that stuff. And Holly Warlick really, really showed her immaturity as a head coach by stooping down to a student athlete's level and not behaving and portraying herself like a head coach, like a professional head coach. She let Mrs. DeShields get her out of character. And this team at times looked like they were dysfunctional. So that's the problem, okay? After this past season's early exit from the tournament, Holly Warlick's comments reminded me of Butch Jones making excuses for losing during that time. You cannot, on one hand, brag about the prestige and the tradition and talk about upholding the standards of Tennessee basketball with the women's program, but then make excuses for getting bounced in the first round. You can't have it both ways. And so that is the problem, okay? And that is why people are criticizing Holly Warlick, and that is fair. I hope Holly Warlick understands that. That is fair criticism. Fair. Now, Coach Fulmer's in a really awkward situation because here he is. He's entering his first year as AD, and you've seen multiple years of Holly Warlick maybe showing that she's not ready for this stage, or the job may be too big for her. I hope that that's wrong, but people feel that way. I hope with this recruiting classes that she's able to bounce back and have a great year and go deep as possible. I mean, South Carolina, Mississippi State, other programs have shown that you can recruit, you can win, you can go beat UConn on any given night if you just go out there and lay it all out on the line. And so Coach Fulmer's in a weird spot because he's coming in. He's also a VFL. He understands coaching and not getting the job done and getting fired. So I'm pretty sure he wants to be as respectful and helpful in this situation as possible, but also understanding there is a job to do, and that is to make sure that you win as many games as possible and you don't lose control. So, yes, you don't want to coach coaching or recruiting on a one-year contract. It's a bad look. You don't see it. Auburn gave Gus Malzahn an extension because he had 1 year left. You just can't do it because other schools could use that against you in recruiting. You just don't want that, okay? But for what I've heard, I think the buyout was lowered. So Holly Warlick just got to go get it done, and I hope she does. But let's not sit here and act like the criticism is unfair. It's fair. It's fair. She got to do a little bit more. Don't expect her to be Pat Summitt, but got to do a little bit more. Got to do a little bit more. You were handed the keys to a Ferrari, pretty much, to a Bentley. And can't be driving like a Cadillac. You got to treat like a Bentley. And so it's kind of fell off a little bit. Got to get it back up. And again, no one expects Holly Warlick to be Pat Summitt, okay? 865-255-03. SEC Nation will be here. No, be in Charlotte for the Tennessee-West Virginia game. How about that? How about that? First game of the season. You get some attention. You get some pub. And Cordell Patterson is certainly doing that in New England. We got a lot to talk about today. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Hour one of the Swain Event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Get ready for a better school year by shopping the Back to School Sale at Better Mattress happening now. Whether you're a parent or a student, you know a good night's sleep makes a difference in your day. Whether it's the patience to sit in school traffic or the concentration you need to pass your test, a better night's sleep is super important for the whole household. Right now, choose a twin, full, or queen bundle deal, all starting at just $379. The Back to School Bundle Deal from Better Mattress is everything you need in one stop for a better night's sleep. Get a mattress, box spring, frame, sheets, and a memory foam pillow, all delivered for free, starting at just $379. You choose the size twin, full, or queen, the price stays the same. We know one size doesn't fit all. Over a dozen different mattresses qualify for this offer. Have a better school year this year. Get the Better Mattress Back to School Bundle Deal while supplies last. Tell them Seth sent you and ask to try my mattress. Don't wait. Shop now. Chat live with a representative at bedrmattress.com. Good night just got better.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerry Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerry Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jerry Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jerry Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. And today is the Kitchen Sink Burrito Special there, Dead End Barbecue, toasted flour tortilla, loaded with brisket, pork, chicken, queso, tater tots, red, white, and blue, slaw, fried jalapenos, and a spicy barbecue wing sauce, served with chips and salsa at Dead End Barbecue. Our telephone number is 865-200-5503. I don't say this in a bad way, and it's okay. It's okay to have, you know, fans that, whatever the situation is, they're going to support you. They're going to ride for you. In this case, now, you don't want, you know, Ohio State fans. I mean, those dudes are just, they're cuckoo. Some of those people are cuckoo right now.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
But Andy, man, Andy is a ride or die type of dude. Like, Andy came on here and condemned folks for criticizing Holly Warlick. And we know dang well that the criticism is fair, but you got to love a dude like Andy, man. You got to have an Andy on your team. You got to have Andy on your team.
I don't mean this in a bad way. If Andy were a girl, that's the type of chick you would want to have. A ride or die chick.
Oh, my gosh. What are y'all doing this morning? If Andy was a girl.
I mean, and vice versa. If you're a girl, Andy's the type of dude that you want. He's a ride or die guy.
Yeah. Yeah. For the most part. For the most part. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Andy. I just had to have a visual. It was awkward.
Andy will go to war with you any day of the week against anybody. I mean, how many times has he called in and threatened some folks that if they keep popping off at the mouth, something's going to happen?
Yeah. No, yeah. That
in NG10.
It's most days almost.
That is correct. That is correct. All right. Vol fan from South Carolina says, can we hear your thoughts on Cedric Tillman? Yeah, Cedric Tillman was a guy that didn't get a lot of huge offers out of Bishop Gorman High School. That's probably one of the top five powerhouse high school programs west of the Mississippi there in Las Vegas, Nevada. And because he played on such a talented football team, I think he got overlooked a little bit. But he has the body. He has the size at 6'3". 205, 210 pounds, and he's polished as a wide receiver. I don't really know why he didn't get more offers.
I mean, he was going to go walk on somewhere.
Yeah, I really don't. And when you have a really good coach, I was talking to J.J. McCleskey about this probably 2 weeks ago or something like that, maybe 3 weeks ago, and he was telling me about, all I need is a corner who is this height, and he can run, and he's not a wuss. I can develop a corner. I can work with that. That's all I need. One that loves football, that's not soft, that can run, that's this height. I can turn him into a really good corner. And I look at David Johnson, and when you have a coach that's been a known developer, like David Johnson has a track record, okay? When you have a guy like David Johnson, you can take a Cedric Tillman. You can say, you know what, man? I see something in him. I see something I can work with. I can turn him into a really, really good wide receiver. So when I look at Cedric Tillman, he reminds me a lot of what Josh Palmer was last year. You don't. Every receiver doesn't have to come in and start game one. I think we have those expectations sometimes of our freshmen coming in and our newcomers. They don't come in and impact day one. That's why you have juniors and seniors. That's why you have sophomores. If you can get, you know, between five and ten of those guys to impact day one, that's great. If you need more than that, that means you have done a piss poor job recruiting and a piss poor job developing in recent years. So we don't need everyone to come in and be counted on to be impact players. And hey, if they don't play well, we're going to lose. You're going to have a few of those. This is Tennessee. You're going to attract really good talent. So you're going to have your Alante Taylors. You're going to have your Dominic Wood Andersons. You're going to have that. Guys who are JUCO players that come in and impact day one. Guys who are freshmen who come in and impact day one. That happens. But to rely on a big group, you don't want that. I'm not looking for Cedric Tillman to come in and be a day one contributor. But he has to prepare like he's going to be. Someone might get hurt. Someone might get suspended. Somebody may have a dumb attack on an off week and get themselves in trouble. You know, someone may get tired during a game and you got to be ready to go. I mean, you just never know.
Can we use a butchism?
No.
Every player is only one play away from being a – what did he say? Quit only one play away from being a starter or
you
something
know,
like that.
And you know what? Like, it's true.
It is true.
And he's not the only coach who says that. Every coach in America says that. It just came from him. It's corny. But he is right. I'll give you an example, and I know you got something to say. So my second game of my career, we were playing against Marshall, and I was the third receiver. I don't know why, but I was, whatever. So I was the third receiver, and Mark Jones was first, Jonathan Wade was second, and we're supposed to be talking to Jonathan Wade today, recording a players-only meeting, so I'm going to poke and tease him about this because I'm probably the tightest between him and Meach, and probably the tightest with those two guys and anyone else that I played with, so it'll be a fun little interview. But so Wade was second for, I don't know, maybe he paid the coach. I don't know why he's second. But he's second. I'm third, okay? Mark Jones is playing offense. He's playing defense. He is the punt returner as well. So Wade is in. Jonathan Wade is in at wide receiver. He catches a short pass, and I don't know why he decided to do this. He ain't none but, you know, 5'10", 185 pounds or something like that. So he caught the ball and decided to lower his shoulder. Why? Just get out of bounds, Wade. You're small. So he decided to lower his shoulder and take on a hit, and he separated his shoulder.
That's probably why he got moved to DB.
Well, he separated his shoulder. Boom, he was out. He was out for the season. Out. So it went from Wade to me immediately. I went from 3-1, like, right then, because Mark Jones was playing offense and defense, and he was a punt returner. So when my number was called, you know, had to make a play. And that's how quick it can be. You can go in the game just like that. You can go from 3-1. The number one guy could be a Jason Allen or Jason Reese, not Jason Reese Maven, but a Jalen Reese Maven type who plays on special teams all the time, and he needs a break. He needs a blow on the first two plays of a series. And so you go from 3-1, you got to be ready to go. Cedric Tillman may be in that position, but hopefully we have enough guys who have been here that they get called on first.
Can Cedric Tillman have a Marquez North-type freshman season? And granted, the situation is a little bit different because, like you're saying, there are at least three guys that pop into my head that will come up before Cedric Tillman and Brandon Johnson, Marquez Callaway, And the third name slips my mind at the moment. But there are guys right now, and Juwan Jennings, and there are guys right now in front of Cedric Tillman, whereas in 2013, Marquez North was kind of the only guy, if I remember correctly. I mean, I don't remember there being really a threat to
you had Pig running 17 reverses a game.
I mean, that was about it. But can Cedric Tillman have a Marquez North-type impact as a freshman? And to add context to that, in 2013, Marquez had 38 catches, 496 yards, and a touchdown.
No. Can he? Yeah, he can. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I go outside and climb on my roof.
If you throw to him 1,000 times?
I can fly for about 2 seconds. Yeah, I can fly for 2 seconds. But will he, in my opinion? Absolutely not. To have that many catches as a true freshman, that's very hard to do. And the reason why Marquez had that, because there was no other receivers and he had no choice but to play. I think Tillman is more developed as a wide receiver than Marquez North. Marquez North, obviously more athletic, more of the tangibles, more of the tools in the toolbox with speed and the size and all that good stuff. You have other guys that you're going to count on. I mean, Marquez Callaway should be a 1,000-yard receiver, mm-hmm. and it's not even close. If Marquez Callaway is not a 1,000-yard receiver,
something is wrong.
If he's healthy and he has 999 yards, something is wrong. There's no reason why he shouldn't have 1,000 yards. No reason. None. For Juwan Jennings and Josh Palmer, you got some guys out there that should keep Cedric Tillman off the field for the most part. For the most part. Again, we don't need Cedric Tillman to be an impact player. I'd love for him to be. That's great. That means you can go out there and recruit other wide receivers and show them how you were able to play Cedric Tillman first. And, he, you know, you can get playing time and all that good stuff. But you don't need to rely on a freshman right now. But Cedric Tillman is doing a really good job. And he's proven why he is better than the ranking suggested and kind of better than some of his offers that he got during the recruiting process. We'll go back to the text box. Swain Event is fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Bottom of the hour break in hour one. So stick around. Be right back. Swain Event.
Hour one of the Swain Event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can. Because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike, between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
Having surgery can be scary, and having to navigate around a massive medical center can be even more overwhelming. Fortunately, the Premier Office-Based Surgery Center in Knoxville offers a convenient and affordable option for surgical care. Our skilled surgeons and friendly staff treat you just like family. Everything at our state-certified accredited center is designed with your comfort in mind, and Premier offers flat-fee package pricing for basic gallbladder and hernia procedures. Visit PremierSurgeryPackages.com for more details. The Premier Office-Based Surgery Center, surgical expertise you can trust.
Insurance. Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799. Gentlemen, get back in the game. Did you know that one out of every three men over 40 may have low testosterone? Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. Do you know your numbers? Well, I know my numbers. Low T Center made it quick and easy. I walked in, I took a simple blood test, and I knew my results in about 20 minutes. Their service is even covered by most health insurance. So give them a call, 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Beatty Chevrolet is celebrating 85 years of low prices. And during Truck Month, choose from over 400 trucks and SUVs, all deeply discounted. Like a new Silverado, now 25% off. A new Equinox, now 20% off. And a certified pre-owned 15 Equinox or Terrain, now $16,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Big selection and even bigger savings. That's why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet.
Number 232, savings off NSRV, including all dealer savings and manufacturer incentives with approved credit. Let's finance your GM. Offer expires 8/31/18.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to The Swain Event.
Hour one, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com, here on a Swain Event on a beautiful Wednesday. Beautiful Wednesday. Best day of the week, if you ask me. Ben McKee, Charlie Burris here in the Low T Center studio, going back and taking a look at the text box this morning. Let's see here. Daniel W. says, how do you see the inside linebacker position shaking out with Betuli, Sapp, Darren Kirkland Jr., and potentially J.J. Peterson?
Which, has J.J. arrived yet?
See, what had happened was...
He was not there yesterday.
It is officially full-on worry time, in my opinion.
Well, What?
It's worry time, in my opinion.
So I was talking...
Especially if he's not here by Friday. If he's not here, like, next Monday...
Well, here's the... The timeline, I was talking to Nate Rutherford about this yesterday from RTI. Essentially, he's got till the 19th, 20th.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, if he's not here by then, you essentially can't come. Because that is the day classes start the 13th, and I think you have a week.
I don't think they start that early. I'm pretty sure classes start the 22nd, which is a Wednesday.
Make sure on that then.
Because... I'm pretty sure it's the 22nd that classes start, because I only know this. My fiance starts school next Wednesday, and then Tennessee is always a week after her.
But whatever it is, whenever the classes start, you have...
And then you have like three or 4 days after classes start to get enrolled into those classes.
Where you can still come in late. August 22nd, so it would be...
Like the 25th, 26th.
Yeah. So,
but my thing is, if summer school has wrapped up, summer session has wrapped up, his whatever coursework has wrapped up, which was supposedly supposed to have taken place a week ago, why is he not here? So, that's kind of the way I look at it.
Good point.
Because I agree with what you're saying. He has until essentially the end of the month to technically be here.
Yeah.
But if he's already wrapped up his summer school work and taken care of his responsibilities that he was already supposed to have taken care of, why is he not here?
I mean, it's a good question. It's a good question. And I would rather have him late. And also, like, you know, next week or whatever, I would rather have him late than him have it go to JUCO.
I would, too.
I don't expect him to come in, be in shape, and just be ready to go and be on the same plane as everyone else, unless he's just a super freak. I mean, maybe he can if he's that, but that's hard to believe that he's able to come in and just play from day one. You may have to redshirt. And the good thing about the linebacker position is you got some really good guys there. Like, you're not necessarily hurting too much. Of course, J.J. Peterson is highly rated, and he's a good player. But he has never played a snap of college football. And you have Cortez Sapp and Batuli and Dan Kirkland Jr. that have played 3 years. Mm-hmm. And so physically they're more developed, and mentally they're more developed in that area too. So I see the inside linebacker position shaking out as this. I don't see how Batuli is going to be on the sideline on first and second down. I know that he is working his butt off to be a every down linebacker, to be in there in passing situations. Remember, it was Kirkland's freshman year, and we saw
Colton Jumper
in there, and everyone was like, "Why is Colton in there? Why is Colton in there?"
Oh, I remember.
Number one, because he knew what he was doing and knew how to get everyone lined up. But the downside with Colton Jumper is that offenses would attack Colton in the middle of the football field in the passing game. I remember Bobby Petrino did it when he was at Western Kentucky. So you got to be very aware of that if you're Daniel Batuli, and that's why he found himself getting replaced on third down, is because you don't want to be a liability in the passing game. And that is something you work on in the offseason with your agility and your route recognitions and your game planning, your game film sessions that you carry out during the summer, and just understanding how to play better in space, so that way you can be an asset on third down instead of being a liability. So I know Batuli is working to be a three down linebacker. Darren Kirkland Jr., that's one of his specialties, his ability to run in space. Very good sideline to sideline. Has that speed. Cortez Sapp is right there with him. Darren looks pretty dang healthy. He looks pretty good, if you ask me. Sapp, this is Sapp's year. I mean, this is Sapp's coming out party. Mm-hmm. This is how I look at number 14. This is his coming out party. Had some injuries, but he was a guy coming in that was a little undersized, but you knew you can add weight to him, and you knew that you just couldn't go out and get a athletic linebacker like a Cortez Sapp out of high school. And this is his year. He is healthy. He has a scheme that can benefit him. Has a new defense coordinator that is one of the best in the country. And I mean, Jeremy Pruitt. and so everything is on the table for Cortez Sapp to take over, him and Daniel Batuli. Now, Darren, because he was out during the spring, maybe he's on the outside looking in day five of fall camp, but I see him being a contributor. I look at the linebacker position the same way I look at the safety position, and you got three dudes right there at safety, and TK Jr., Micah Abernathy, and Najee Warrior, you're not going to just sit one dude on the bench if he's one of the best football players in defense. And I look at this linebacker group, and there's going to be games. It's going to be games where you're going to have to use all three guys in the middle. There'll be games where you may not have to. Tyson Helton was asked about, you know, his philosophy and his game planning, and he just said it depends from game to game. There's some games where you got to score a bunch of points, and you got to, you know, win in the shootout. There's going to be some other games where you don't have to. You're going to play against an offense that's not that great. So all you have to do is score 17 points and play game management style of football, a conservative brand of football. Play defense, punt, and force the other team to beat you. You're going to win in different ways here at Tennessee. And so I think these guys will be used in different times in different ways.
I mean, it all depends on what the other team has lined up.
Yeah.
It depends on the situation, who they're playing against. The defensive alignment against West Virginia is probably not going to be the same defensive alignment that you see against Florida, simply because the offenses are totally different as to where it stands today. Dan Mullen probably wants to get to a point where he can run his offense like West Virginia does, but I don't know that he necessarily has the quarterback to do so right now. So they may be a little more conservative than a West Virginia offense. So I think you could see maybe a different front seven look against West Virginia than you would against Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Auburn. So it all depends on the matchups.
Oh, Tyson Helton, a lot of pressure on him, but that's a huge opportunity for him too. I mean, we're talking 2 years and him possibly being a head coach somewhere because of this opportunity. He's young. He's not like Jim Chaney, who's a little bit older. And so schools tend to look at those younger offense coordinators. And if he pops for 2-3 years here at Tennessee, he may be looking at a head coaching job. Mark Elder went out and got a head coaching job. I don't see any reason why Tyson Helton couldn't do the same thing if he's successful in his first 2 or 3 years here as offense coordinator. Attaboy is coming up next. Stay with us.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
There is a 70% chance of rain today, partly sunny with a high of 88 and a low of 70. A 60% chance of showers tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 84 and a low of 68. Friday, more rain with a high of 83. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The Shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The Berry Punch and Activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the Pure Recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK.
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
It's almost football time in Tennessee, which means it's time to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Nike Golf, Tommy Bahama, and all those retro logos you love. Don't forget about your game day crew. Plenty of selection for the ladies, the little balls, and to upgrade their tailgate. Shop now at one of their 6 convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at alumnihall.com.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
I like your style. You remind me of a young me.
Failure is not an option.
That boy is good.
Don't remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Attaboy.
All right, it's time to highlight some positivity out here in the world, and we do that every day around 7:50-ish here on the Swain event. We call this segment Attaboy, and Charlie, take us to the promised land this morning.
Got an attaboy for, I guess the attaboy first is for the students of Knox County Schools. They go back to school today. Congratulations. Another year going under
it is for the parents.
Going under your belt, but that's where I was going more than anything. Attaboy to the parents, because you made it through another summer, and now you get to ship your kids off to school during the day, and they don't have to be hanging around your house all the time. They can't get into trouble all day. You know, you don't have to find something to do with them. You made it. Congratulations. But seriously, it is and attaboy to the kids, because schooling is good. Staying in school is one of the best things I ever did, was going and getting a good education, because it actually helps you in your life.
Charlie, we know you have two degrees. You don't have to bring it up.
Hey, I didn't bring it up. You said it. You said it, but now that you said it, I mean, I do. I do have 2 degrees. But seriously,
still,
attaboy
still
all
arts, street smart.
All the way around. To everyone involved there. And I'll drop this in too. Big attaboy to teachers, because they don't get enough love. And of course, Swain, your wife, a teacher.
Yes.
And
kind of works in a school system.
No, works in.
She does teaches. She every single day, man. Every single day. And so she's in the school system, Knox County school system. And she's been back for about a week or so. But yeah, first day of school. I'm happy. I'm doing all the old school dances, cabbage patch, the razor roof, all those things. Electric slide. Not ready to do the moonwalk yet, but definitely excited. All right, so it's been a difficult couple years for a woman that's been, raising people in her household. But a simple act of kindness from a famous musician has restored her faith in humanity. Since her husband died of brain cancer in 2014, a lady has been financially supporting herself, her house, and her disabled brother, as well as 4 rescue dogs, her 2 cats, and her blind old chicken. Don't laugh. It's real. Her troubles came to a T last week when she was hit with a $4,000 home repair, and she wasn't properly paid for her work as a freelance writer. Quote, I was too embarrassed to say out loud I was having financial difficulty, but it was a solid problem. I was making rice for me and the dogs to eat. I was losing sleep. I was crying daily. I struggled with gas in our car. It was breaking me in pieces. I was scared of the future, immediate and long term. And seeing that she was in a tough place, her friend surprised her with a $250 Whole Foods gift card. The lady could not afford to shop at the grocery store, but with the gift in hand, she says that she was able to go and get fresh fruit and real dog food for the pups. When she did her shopping at the store in Atlanta, however, she realized that she had accidentally got her groceries mixed up with the items belonging to the handsome stranger in front of her. This handsome stranger was rap artist Ludacris. And so Ludacris
paid for own grocery shopping?
All her groceries. So $375 worth of groceries, and she was able to keep that gift card. So attaboy to Ludacris for his kind act.
Well, after Georgia met every need possible, he should have all the resources to help somebody out. Did you?
After Georgia paid him $1 million to come perform at their
Did you see the story over, I guess, within the last couple of days of where Keith Urban wasn't able to pay for his food at a big fast food restaurant because his card was getting declined or something like that, and the lady behind the lady behind him decided to pay his like $5 meal or whatnot.
Oh, that's awesome.
She didn't know it was Keith Urban, but his card was being declined, so she ended up paying for Keith Urban's meal at fast food restaurant.
No, that's cool. Funny. Yeah, that's real cool right there, man.
I once saw. Used to work in Nashville a good deal. Went to a coffee shop down there in Franklin and ran into Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman, right? Whoever he's married.
Dude, I'm the actress he's married to. Need to ask. Keith Urban, wife.
Yeah, they live down there.
Yeah, yeah.
Was I right?
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. They just happened to be in there.
That's where you learned how to play your guitar.
Yeah. I went in there and I saw him and I said, Keith, teach me. Then he just sat down for hours.
Y'all put y'all's fingertips together.
And
tingly sensations went through each other.
And then I knew how to play the guitar from then on. Yep. That's a true story. At least part of it.
And that's the truth?
I'll let you decide which part is true.
The tingly part.
Daniel W. Nacho, or Daniel W. and Michael in Atlanta. Yes, Will Ignite is a linebacker in the middle, but the other question was specifically talking about Batuli, Sapp, and Dan Kirk Jr. So I didn't really mention Batuli, but yeah, Batuli is in the middle as well. There, did not forget about your boy Will Ignite, Buckhorn Rudolph. They're in there in Madison, Alabama.
Kind of.
No, what's it called?
New Market,
Alabama. That's right. A little bit outside of Huntsville, like by a couple steps. So yeah, New Market, Alabama.
Fear the deer. Go Bucks.
So, did not forget about Will Ignite. Did not at all. He has a chance. He has a chance to do some good things. He's athletic.
Running with the second team and considering the guys in front of him, that's pretty notable.
Yeah. He'll be okay. Hour 2 coming up.